Hello, my friends. I have not done a podcast in some time. It's been a long time. So I figured let's dive in. There's no better place to start than right now. I wanted to share with you my experience of the real reason that I, one would call it like the nomad life. I don't know if I'd call it that. I don't know why, but I basically decided some months ago now, it's been 8 months, 9 months, to sell everything I own and live in vacation rentals. And many people were so concerned. It was really, the reactions I got from people were really funny. So the purpose of today's podcast and the episode I wanted to share with you was the real reason why I decided to do this. Because there are some uncommon reasons I think that most people don't think of why I chose to do it. And it's certainly not going to be forever, but it's right now. And the backstory of it all is I had gone, this is 2018, the end of 2018 in November. Last 2017 or 16 now, I don't know, it was in May of 16 or 17. And I went to a seminar in LA for online marketing stuff. And this one woman was presenting and she mentioned that she was, this is what she did. She decided to sell everything she owns and live in vacation rentals. And it just, out of everything that I heard, I think that was the thing that stood out to me the most. And so it was right before I was making the decision to expand New Aria and get office space and hire employees and all of that good stuff. So the way it turned out was I did both right at the same time. I did the same exact day that we moved into the offices is the same exact day that my lease on my apartment space was up. And so I had spent, it wasn't like a rush decision. I had made the decision for, I don't know, a year ago or something like that, a year before it was actually in place. So I had plenty of time to, and it just felt right. So I had plenty of time to sell everything and get rid of stuff in the house. And I did it slowly. I just started with like the big pieces and just got rid of a lot of stuff. And it certainly, that initial getting rid of stuff was, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I've never been a collector of stuff. I actually like things really clean, and I don't like a lot of stuff. So I never had these like keepsake mementos, if that's right, the right word, that a lot of people have. I know sometimes a lot of our students in the New Aria education and method just have a lot of stuff. It's actually a stepping stone that we work on to get rid of a lot of stuff. Because if there's a messy outside, there's a messy inside, especially in the mind. And so I was getting rid of stuff. And it was funny because a lot of people during that time that had given me things were questioning, are you going to get rid of that thing I gave you? Are you going to get rid of it? What are you going to do? Are you going to keep it? And it was it was so personal. And I just don't, I'm not wired that way. I don't see, I didn't see it that way. I didn't see it as, it was certainly a gift. And there's a time and a place for everything. And I felt like much of the time expired and it was ready to move on. The real reason that I decided, as I was going through and getting rid of lots of things, the real reason I decided to live this lifestyle for a while, and I want to share with you, since I'm in it now, kind of the things that have come to be because of it. But I decided originally to live this lifestyle for a while because there is a certain, have you ever gone to a vacation rental? Have you ever gone to a different city and you have got a vacation rental for yourself? and allowed yourself to just wander. There's something about wandering around that I love. And that something tends to be the fact that we're not in our own way. We don't have much of an agenda. And that's where the magic happens. Now, of course, in level 2 New Aria education, we always say it's the most practical of magic because it's really, we're just hooking up with the flow of life and getting out of our own way. And there's not much resistance. It's easy to go with the flow. And you wander around. Maybe, you know, it's a vacation attitude. I don't know. But lots of magic, lots of surprises. Of course, like I said, the most practicable of magic. But just a lot of cool things. That's mainly the reason that I had decided to do that, number one. And then the second reason I decided to do that was actually to get out of habit, get out of routine. How often, you know, when you go home at the end of the day and you have this routine, maybe you make dinner or you watch some television or, and oftentimes in the work of New Aria, it's change work. And a lot of us, I'm just obsessed with change work. How do I get from point A to point B and change the things that I want to change in my life, especially if I haven't yet experienced it and it's completely new for me. And so, when the routine itself is less than desirable, when the routine itself doesn't match where you want to go, you got to change the routine. And it's very easy to fall into just habitual routine. So what I wanted, the second real reason that I decided to live this lifestyle for a while is because I wanted to make sure that I didn't fall into routines, that I was always open to the natural ebb and flow and the magic. And so those are the the two real reasons I decided to do this. Of course, it's just the people's reactions, as I mentioned in the very beginning, was really, really interesting when I started doing it. I got the full spectrum of, oh, wow, that's so exciting. I want to do it too, to, are you crazy and out of your mind? And rightfully so. I completely, completely understand. It's not for everybody. I'm not sure that I've been the normal kind of, looking for the normal kind of lifestyle. So a lot of that, as we progress, you know, so as I made the jump, then I also made the jump to open, the business and expand the business at the same exact time. So I remember my first vacation rental over the summer, I really, really wanted to get out of the heat in Arizona in the summer. And so for all 3 months, June, July, and August, I went up to this place called Tonto Hills in Arizona. And it's kind of, if you live in Arizona or Phoenix, it's northeast of Carefree Cave Creek. And it's like 20 or 30 minutes past that. It's the very last subdivision before Tonto Hills National Forest. And so it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I mean, 365 mountains, dirt road. It's like where the sidewalk ends. And it was quiet and it was peaceful. I remember one morning having coffee. I love to keep things open. So I had the front door open. And I remember looking up from just typing on my computer, and there was this huge black snake that was just like slithering, almost wanting to come into the house. And I ran and shut the door super fast. It was a close call, but lots of bugs, but it was totally well worth it. And so that was fun. It was super peaceful and super quiet. I don't know why I just told you about the snake. where was I? I was going with a point with that. I was opening the business at the same time, and I was doing a lot of things that I thought that I should have been doing, and it was interesting. Oh, that's what I was wanting to mention to you was I eventually just have what I got down to was. At that point was basically what I have now is two suitcases of clothes and shoes. That's it. That's completely what I own is two suitcases of clothes and shoes. Now, I've also acquired a shopping bag of of like, you know, your toothbrush and your hair dryer and that kind of stuff and your makeup. I laugh because my friends call me homeless. It's pretty funny, actually. So that's pretty much all I have. I mean, a lot of some stuff had gone into the office space and stuff like that, too. So at that same time, the 3 months that I spent up in Tonto Hills was I had opened the business at the same time. And so there was a lot of things that were built. There was a lot of things that were built during that time that you think you should do during, you know, expansion. It's kind of like, okay, you do this and then you do this and then you do this. And I had gotten pretty far disconnected from my own inner guidance system, only because I was following the shoulds and what I think I should be doing to build all of this. Again, not right nor wrong, good nor bad. And so I can see now much more clearly, you know, I don't know, 6 months in now, much more clearly, a lot of the stuff that was not meant to be there has just been washed away. And what I didn't realize was there was this deep fear of a loss inside of me. I actually didn't see it. I wasn't conscious or aware of it. And oftentimes when we're not conscious or aware of our deeply seated fears, they drive our behaviors without us even knowing. And so there was a lot that was built because of that fear of loss. And then there was a lot of stress, and then there was a lot of anxiety, and all of these things didn't need to be there. But what I was doing was building something out of the fear of loss. And something you learn in level 2 New Aria method is that it says only the real will remain. Only the real will remain. And what that means is that, again, in my opinion, that love and truth is all that is real. You can insert your own words if you want to. And as those are all that is real, right, fear is not real, and anything unreal does not exist. And so the fear of loss, and it was not real. And after the storms had kind of built up, life was always giving me the opportunity to come back home. And much of it had not all of it, of course. I mean, we still have the office space, and it's growing exactly as it should. But the things that didn't need to be there, like some of the extra extra employees and different roles and different things like that, any extras that were built, they worked themselves out. And so after the storm, which was pretty much the stress and the anxiety and the upheaval and the fear of loss, was that construct within me, you know, the principle of as within, so without, that what was built without, the potential fear of it crumbling and losing it all, was reflective of the inside fear that I had. And once that was brought to the light, with love, of course, love shines the light on so much when we let it in. There's many new components that have been added to the New Aria education around allowing love in, allowing, period, and receiving. And once that happens, then love is truly, it's like you put a light on in a dark room, and then you see all the shit around there. So it's shown the light on some of the fears that I didn't know existed, and I saw them. And so everything that didn't need to be there washed away. And then what remains was clarity and the way that it was supposed to be in the first place. And it was very refreshing, very calming, certainly obviously bringing me to this podcast with you today. And it's moving forward exactly as it should. Not my way, but the way. So after the storms come, you know, if you're experiencing something in your life that is less than desirable in emotion, or that's usually how you know if it's less than desirable in emotion, really, because our natural state is peace. Our natural state is presence. And any deviation from that is indicative and reflective of a much deeper a much deeper, you could say, fear, belief, or insecurity that's no longer serving you. And the letting go process and the letting go of that, oftentimes I explain it as kind of like this death experience, but just allowing ourselves to let go of that construct, because for every outward construct that feels bad to us in some way, that's reflective of that inner construct or dynamic that needs to die off. And, you know, as within, so without, and only the real will remain. Those are very powerful, powerful foundations upon which we can live our lives. Because with the true, true, true integration of knowing that only the real will remain, it's so incredibly calming. It's so incredibly beautiful. It's amazing to know. Not in the belief will become a knowing when you have enough outward evidence in your world to confirm it. So don't worry too much about having to know it in your bones just quite yet. It's just planting a seed. And when you see it for yourself, then you integrate it for yourself. When you can see the determination to see is one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself as well, to place more mental energies and focus on possibility instead of fear and doubt, and have the determination to see that which you want to see, and then your brain will do the rest. And so when you can have the knowing that whatever's happening in your outside world, that if the storms come, and they're going to come, because it's not all sunshine and rainbows, really we want to go for contentment here. Sometimes it's kind of like, you know, people think that New Aria education or just any kind of education to further advance your life and change work in any kind, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, it's not this thing that's like kumbaya. It's hard inner work, but it's around and here because the truth is that the old operating mode of living on the outside instead of living on the inside is just not working for a lot of people anymore. I've always said change happens when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when you get to that point, then you make real change. So know that when the storms come and you don't feel something that's wonderful or content or happy or peaceful or present or any of those things, that like you can't fuck this up. you just can't fuck it up. It's everything, only the real will remain. So after the storms come, whatever is still standing is meant to be there. And whatever is not standing anymore was simply an old construct built upon fears, beliefs, and insecurities that's born of fear, that was born of head, that was born of mind, that was born of old habits of thought and habituations of belief and emotion and behavior that just didn't serve you. They never served you. And so great, so be it. Allow them to die. One of the ways really to get there is what Pema Chodron talks about a lot, is the power of staying, the power of staying. Most of us, we run from, this is another huge component that living the nomad lifestyle, so to speak, for a while has gifted me the ability to really do, is to stay. And the staying simply means that when a less than desirable emotion arises, that we just stay in it instead of running to addiction, instead of running. And when I say addiction, it's not just drugs and alcohol. Like, addiction is busyness. Staying busy all the time, that's an addiction. And that's not staying. That's not staying with the painfulness that is our anxiety, that is our depression, that is our stress, that is our overwhelm. There's pain in those less than desirable emotions, but if we continue to run from them all the time and never stay with them or sit with them and allow them to be and take over, then they'll never die within us and they'll always be driving our habituations and thought and behavior. And if they're always driving those things, we're always going to continuously produce a life based upon fear and a life based upon more and more and more and more constructs that are just going to have to die. And then we continue to build up this life that's not real in the first place. So we've got to work harder. We've got to make more money. We've got to keep it all in place. And then we get more and more stressed and more anxious to try and hold all of these pieces in our life in place that aren't even real. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Slowing down and staying is probably one of the most powerful practices to move from the outside to the inside that you could ever do for yourself. Because it's in those moments of staying with yourself that you'll learn more about yourself than you probably ever have before. So, I moved out of Tonto Hills, and then I went to Kierland for a little while. Then I had moved into, I'm actually now staying at my sister's house for a little while because the vacation rentals in Phoenix in the wintertime are ridiculous in cost. So that's what I'm doing right now. And the third thing I had, the third real reason that I'm finding about the living the nomad life, which is kind of cool. The first thing I had mentioned, you know, was just being open to the magic, and the second was around the not living in habit or routine all of the time and allowing those to be gutted. And really the third is it is allowing myself, which I didn't see before, but allowing myself to be taken care of. In the past couple months, I've let love in a big way in my life and have learned the difference between imitation love and real love. And I really truly believe that most of the world doesn't know what real love is, only because it's an experience that I've been able to have for myself. I thought imitation love was real love my whole entire life. And when I let love in, when I was able to allow myself to let love in, which was, you know, a lot of the death process that I had gone through with the initial stages of the business, then letting love in was like turning on the light and letting fresh air into some of the old places that I didn't know existed, you could say, within my own heart. And I was this third piece about letting love in, this third component of living the nomad life, was allowing myself to be taken care of by, and this is just what I believe, of course, you can say anything you want to, but by myself, by inner guidance, by the universe. When you let love in, you're able to allow yourself to be taken care of. You're able to allow yourself to be loved instead of trying to have to do it all on your own or running into specific behaviors where you're cutting yourself off and not allowing yourself to be seen and loved for who you are right now in this moment, no matter what it is that you're going through. And this lifestyle has shown to me that I'm always taken care of, that there's always, you know, just when you know you're not sure if something's going to come through or you're going to be able to, where you're going to go next. And I don't have much resistance in this area of, you know, the where I'm going to live per se, but, you know, more in my work because I love it so much and therefore I'm closest to it. So this is easier to have less resistance in, but allow myself to be taken care of knowing that I'm just going to go where I'm going to go next, and I trust that it's perfect. So allowing myself to be taken care of has deepened my sense of trust in self and my inner guidance system, and has helped me is helping me to tap into that and listen more. Yes, that was the last thought that I was going to share with you on living this kind of lifestyle. Is again, not forever, but very temporary. I'm finding new contrast. I believe, I'll back up for a second. The world works in contrast. So it just gives you contrast. Like, do you like this or do you like that? Like an appetizer platter, do you like this or do you like that? And you get to decide what you like and what you don't like. And then you get to focus more on what you do like. So you get more of what you do like. Most of us don't do that. We focus on what we don't like. So we get more of what we don't like. But it's given me more contrast. And so as it's given me more contrast, I've been able to go more deeply as I get more quiet within myself. And I've been finding I've been finding that I want, I like peace in a big way. I'm naturally introverted by nature. So I like the peace. And, you know, I could never, if you would have asked me 2 years ago, I would have thought you were crazy if you were said, oh, it'd be so much fun to like live in an Airstream, right? Now that's all I can think about is now being down to so little and knowing that I just don't need a lot of things. Sometimes I just want to go live in the middle of nowhere in an Airstream for a while. And I certainly, you know, it's giving me the ability to understand what is wanted and what is not wanted, but not from the construct of fear, belief, and insecurity, from the construct of the deep truth within me. I'm getting to know myself better, and I'm getting to know what I truly and authentically like and desire without any rush, without any fast-pacedness. There's a deepening of a knowing that everything always was okay, it is okay, and it always will be okay, because I know that everything is leading me to love always and in all ways. I think that's a good place to stop for this podcast today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much.